And we have Buckeye head coach Rick Conkle joining us right now. Coach, you are far and away the best dressed of any of the coaches that have stopped by the table today. Coaches come by with a shirt and tie and a big collection of those Sharpies. Is that what those are?
Pilot G2 pens.
I mean, those are fancy pens, too. I mean, he really classed up this conversation.
And I'm going to tell you, that's a Rich Conkle tradition right there. Going back to when I taught with Rich and then worked down at the Medina County Career Center, the pens were always in place, always color-coded.
Yes, it's part of a chemistry thing. I do a lot of color coding with teaching, so it's just part of what I wear.
I was going to add in, too, the last time Rich and I took a picture together, I think it ended up in the post office. So I got to make sure where that one's going. So,
well, apparently the pen is mightier, and I guess that leads us into how mighty will the Buckeye Bucks be this season on the Mets?
We're going to be really solid up and down the lineup, I think. Still searching for a 220-pounder, but we have two state qualifiers returning in the lightweights, and we have another state alternate in Logan Cravatis. And then we're getting a three-time junior high state placer at heavyweight, Todd Allen. He took fourth in sixth grade, second in seventh grade, and won the junior high state title. And he is a true legit heavyweight. 291 pounds. I think Monday when I saw him, he's starting guard on the football team as a freshman. So we're looking for big things out of him, too.
Coach, I was talking to Brad Bornival over at the Gazette, and he's kind of said that you've been kind of talking about this incoming freshman class for quite a while. Can you just kind of talk about what makes this class special and some of the guys that are coming in that you, besides the heavyweight, who you said is a three-time state placer at OAC, but it sounds like you got some really kind of young blood coming in to really boost this the program up.
Yes, this is the third year that we've had a good group of freshmen coming in. We only have one senior on the team this year, but the juniors, sophomores, all placed high at the OAC as a team. And then last year, the junior high actually won the Division II OAC state title as a team. So it's a good group. They have a lot of raw talent. We just have to make sure we transition that junior high to the high school level.
You obviously won the final Patriot Athletic Conference championship. We've talked to a lot of the teams in this new Lorain County League. They're all former PAC members about this new league. And a lot of them have kind of a mixed emotions about Buckeye not being there. They're like, they missed that. They're going to miss that competition that you guys brought. But at the same time, now they have at least a shot to, you know, win a title. So are you kind of, happy about the potential at this new Great Lakes Conference tournament and what the competition level, because there's some good wrestling programs in that new conference you're in?
Yeah, I think we got a taste of it last year with sectionals. It was Padua won the sectional, but then it was Buckeye finishing second, Bay was third, and Fairview was fourth, and there was only like a 6 or 8 point difference between that second and fourth place. So I think we're going to see a lot of that same stuff in this new conference with Bay and Buckeye and Fairview. The Parma schools, you know, Parma Senior always brings in a lot of numbers. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be exciting.
Rich, talk to me about some of the expectations for the team this year. You know, you bring some quality kids back. You had a real nice season last year. It sounds like you got some kids coming up. If things fall into the right places, it sounds like you guys could have a real special year over on 252.
Yeah, we're hoping. You know, we always look at it as you have to work to improve, get better, see better competition. That's one of the things we've done. We are no longer going to the Edison Invitational the first week. We're going out to the Findlay Duels so that we can see the Wauseon, Napoleon, Bellevue, Defiance right off the bat to kind of get a test where we're at with these young kids, because those are the teams we're going to see down at districts at Norwalk at the end of the season. So want to find out of the gate and see where we have to progress and improve at.
So is it one Northeast sectionals going northwest, or is it, are there two that head that way?
Just one.
Just one? Okay.
Yes. So I'm excited for the year.
Good stuff, Coach. Wait. I'm sorry, Sean.
I was just going to ask, because of the lineup, you said you're missing the 220, but I was just going to ask both the dual, your thoughts on the dual process and then the dual team. I mean, you guys could probably make a run in that tournament as well this year as far as, you know, making it maybe down to state for the dual team tournament this year.
I think we would have a shot. It's going to depend on how they divide that up. You know, last year we got sent to Lexington. West Holmes ended up winning that for the dual team, that region. So I think we will be there in the mix, but, you know, we have to stay away from injuries and stuff. I'm pretty deep at the lower weights. The upper weights, I don't have a whole lot of depth there.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, we appreciate you joining us here today and showing us that outstanding collection of pens. And, again, you were far and away the best-dressed coach of any coach we had join us up here at the table today.
He's going to be impossible to live with. You've told him that twice now. So all I'm going to hear from him is how well-dressed he was next time I see him. So
it's, you set the bar high. Yeah.
It's really, if I don't put the tie back on, it lays in my car forever. So. Yeah.
I've got a couple like that in my car. They're just laying around back there and have been for years, Coach. But, Coach Conkle, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.